the North American martyrs living during the 1600s, died in the 1640s, St. John de Brebeuf, St. Isaac Jogues, and six other companion martyrs martyred in the southern part of Canada, northern part of New York. Truly great, very great men who sacrificed themselves, wanted to go in the midst of the Indians because they had compassion for them, because they were without the faith and they were living in squalid conditions and didn't know how to live. So they had true, sincere compassion for them that drove them to live in the midst of them, in the midst of the cold and the snow and the mosquitoes and the lack of food and living on corn, basically bland meals, having to deal with cantankerous Indians, difficult. Very, very difficult situations. They had to learn the language and put up with superstitions, which were just terrible, and also the savagery of their culture. Whenever they would catch their enemies, they would torture them with great cruelty, and they themselves ended up suffering that cruelty because they were considered the causes of diseases and whatever mishaps came upon them, or they were blamed for it. But they ministered among these Indians, showing them great charity, taking care of their sick and teaching them goodness and helping them to have harvests and learn to take care of the animals and grow and build a settlement and be stable and to live good lives, to take care of each other. And just truly very great men who sacrificed themselves. John de Brebeuf, who spent 15 years among them, was really the father of the settlements of the Jesuit martyrs and lived the longest among them, but only 15 years. And he loved them and they loved him, a big man who did many things for their people and had to go back to the French settlements and then again return later to his Indian people, and suffered terrible martyrdom at the end by the Iroquois Indians, who came and basically massacred most of the Hurons and him as well, tying him to a stake and torturing him for hours and finally dismembering him alive and cutting out his heart and eating it because he was so brave. They wanted to have his bravery. Isaac Jogues, too, suffered enormously among the Indians, learning their language, putting it into dictionaries and allowing the other Jesuit martyrs to learn, and suffering among them, being captured once, tortured almost to the death, being enslaved for a few months, and then finally escaping, going back to France and being treated like a national hero, which he didn't want at all, and said goodbye to his mother and went back to Canada, became an ambassador to the Indians because he knew the language and knew the people and was experienced among them, and finally caught and tortured again and tomahawked to death. Very great example, Isaac Jogues, and the other martyrs too, who suffered so much and were really seeds of the faith for Canada, for America, just like the Franciscans were over in California and the western parts of the United States, seeds of the faith. And we could really say that America was founded on great Christian, great Catholic saints and great Catholic men and women. And it's not surprising there are so many American saints that we can proudly call our own, and see that America is truly founded on Christianity and great saints who have given us great examples, and there are so many more still in our midst today, and we try to be among them.
Fructum ventris tuum.